101.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Almiger.
I promise to be a president for all Americans. You can always trust me to put country above party and self.
History at the convention, Vice President Kamala Harris formally accepting the party's nomination for president, the first woman of color to do so.
Our nation with this election has a precious, fleeting opportunity to move past the bitterness, cynicism, and divisive battles of the past.
It's not the only milestone that Harris is marking tonight. This is also her and second gentleman, Doug Emhoff's 10th wedding anniversary. This is ABC News. Ukrainian President Zelensky seeing firsthand his nation's military pushing into Russia.
Zelensky visiting the border area for the first time since this incursion began. But despite Ukraine's successes inside Russia, things are going badly on the battlefield in Ukraine's eastern Donbass region. ABC News spoke to two military sources who say not only is Russia still advancing, but that Ukraine is low on troops, ammunition, and equipment.
ABC's Ian Pannell reporting from Kyiv. The TSA is preparing to screen more than 17 million people during what is expected to be the busiest Labor Day travel period on record. Tropical storm Hona has formed. It's expected to move south of Hawaii's Big Island with gusty wind and rain, dangerous surf, and rip currents. A new volcanic eruption has rocked southwestern Iceland, opening up a fissure more than 2 miles long. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Co-founder of the Lincoln Project, Rick Wilson.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, they may resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin Regents have approved mass layoffs at UW-Milwaukee. Nearly 36 employees will lose their jobs on campus. During a meeting Thursday, Regents said they were put in this position because the UW system doesn't have enough funding from the state. Often tenured professors are safe from layoffs like this, but state law ended tenure protections in 2015. The employees work in the College of General Studies, which will close next summer. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Moen said cutting these positions is necessary, even though the Faculty Senate voted against it. And the FDA has signed off on new COVID-19 boosters. Spread of the virus is at its highest summer peak since 2022. The new boosters from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech will roll out soon. The CDC recommends everyone over age 5 get a COVID booster and a flu shot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tight ball game, scoreless. Freddy Peralta kept the Cardinals batters at bay through 5. But then in the 7th, Brewers relief pitcher Nick Mears gave up 3 runs. And St. Louis held on to win 3-0 today to win the series. Pat Murphy on Mears' pitches.
They weren't very good. He got a couple really tough plays. One is, you know, that we missed it by an inch, the soft line drive in short, and then the other base hit. But after that, you know, he didn't put the ball where he wanted to, didn't stay ahead in the count, walk somebody. The base is loaded. That's just unacceptable.
NFL, Packers and Ravens joint practice today. Former Bears linebacker Roquan Smith picked off a Jordan Love pass. Matt LaFleur.
It's always great to go against a competitive team like the Baltimore Ravens, one of the premier teams in the National Football League. There's not many holes on that roster. And then when you watch the tape, you can really see their style of play.
The two teams play Saturday at noon at Lambeau Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight. We'll be near 60 at sunrise, a light south to southeast wind. Friday morning, though, we'll start off with one or two showers or storms, then partly sunny skies. Highs reach near 80 degrees. Right now, it's 64.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is going to recombobulate at 10:33, and we got special guest host Amy Westrup of Comedy Sports joining me all morning. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on air.
HHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Our show is sponsored this week by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 monthly using your home's equity to pay off high-interest debt. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. And greetings. We're live from the DNC, from the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago, and sitting here with me, and we're going to get into my thoughts and your thoughts and all that kind of stuff about what happened last night in a little bit, but right now, sitting here with me is the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Raz Baraka.
Yes, right.
And so happy to have you with us, Mr. Mayor.
Glad to be here.
Like Tim Walsh, you started out as a school teacher. You were teaching history.
Middle school.
Middle school.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
That's great. And you're also a declared candidate for the governor of New Jersey.
That's right. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what you thought of last night. Or of the convention as a whole.
You know? Oh, it's amazing. The excitement is palpable. I mean, you could feel it, smell it, taste it. It's just,
yeah.
I've been to the convention before. This is something different. I mean, it's the excitement is incredible. The speakers are on point. They're not pulling any punches. They're going right at it. You know, they're not dressing it down. They're really just dressing it up. They're really just giving it to us the way it needs to be given. And what we have to do is take this momentum back. Mm-hmm. To where we go and make sure we maintain it all the way through November. But the momentum is definitely gathering and building because of this convention.
You know, I remember back in 2004, the theme of the convention was strength. You know, John Kerry,
right,
strength,
right,
and service.
Right.
I'm not sure how well that rang.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
2008, 2012, we had these different themes, but... Now it's clearly freedom. I mean, you know, Joe Biden was all about democracy, but Kamala Harris has rebranded this as freedom. That seems to me like the most potent theme or meme that is possible, because it works so many different ways. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and then she threw Beyonce on it at that.
Yeah.
You know, so brought a song in it.
Yeah.
I think it's right on the money. And it covers everybody. Freedom from, you know, the kind of financial debt, freedom from a distressed economy, freedom to be able to go to the schools and colleges and further your education, freedom to make decisions about your own health care, about your own body. I mean, the kind of concept of freedom covers everyone. And it also hits on the values and the history of this country, building on the idea of freedom and people fighting for freedom and gaining freedom in many different areas. So I think it's, right on the money. And then Tim Walz, right behind that, he's just, to me, the all-American candidate. He, you know, just really puts the exclamation mark on the ticket to me. And it was an incredible pick. His speech was just awesome.
Yeah.
You know, by the way.
It really was. Did you see his son crying?
Yeah, it's just so amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And all of that, I think, has a very stark contrast to what we've been used to seeing. This kind of machismo, the kind of stuff that's coming out of the RNC, all of this other stuff to see, Kamala's husband, the way he talked, you know, Joe Biden's daughter, the way she talked. And then now you get to see Tim Walz's son expressing the kind of emotion, you know, joy and happiness of all of this. Like, it's okay to laugh. It's okay to be joyous. It's okay to be happy. It doesn't make you unpatriotic or weak or less of an American because you're having a good time.
Yeah, and then you go over to the RNC and there's Don Jr. going on like he's speed rapping on cocaine
That's right.
I mean, it's so weird. It's so, it's so sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're also running for the governor of New Jersey. As the mayor of Newark and potentially the governor of New Jersey,
right,
what do you see as the big issues confronting both that, you know, region, but also the nation?
Right.
I'm assuming there's an awful lot of overlap.
Oh, incredible. The things that, Kamala's been pushing in her campaign are things that, you know, resonate with us in New Jersey. Affordability is a real issue in our state. I mean, a third of white families in New Jersey are struggling, 52% of African-American families, 51% of Latino families. It's becoming very difficult to live because the cost of living is increasing in those states, in the state of New Jersey, over and over again. Housing being at the center of that, the lack of housing, the lack of affordable housing, and the state having to build housing, and cities and counties as well trying to figure out how to do that. So that is an issue that resonates with many of us. The access to health care and opportunity, all of those things are serious issues that we're grappling with, and so the national ticket and the things that are being fought for on the national level are things we're fighting for on the state level as well.
Well, in that list of things, what are the solutions that you're most fond of, that you would be bringing as governor of New Jersey, that you're working on as mayor of Newark, that you'd like to see Kamala Harris do as president?
Absolutely. Invest in building more affordable housing.
Oh, yeah.
And she's talked about that. I mean, we have to build more. New Jersey is about 250,000 units short of affordable units across the state. Newark, about 15,000 units short. We have to build more housing. We're not building enough. And because the cost of building is increasing, we need subsidy. We need support to build more. I mean, the region that I live in is probably the most expensive region in the nation in terms of housing and cost. So we need more housing in our region. That's one of the number one kind of remedies as well. And, you know, trying to lower healthcare costs, lower hospital costs, so people can have more income in their households to be able to deal with.
How do we best do that in your mind?
Well, one, we have to begin to restrict some of these insurance companies from gouging and price gouging and raising the prices on insurance or subsidizing some of these costs. Two, we have to look at hospital costs, that are rising all over and regulate some of these costs that are happening in these hospitals that are driving costs up, the kind of tax breaks that we give to the wealthy to begin to figure out how to give middle-class families some of these tax breaks, how to give working families some of these breaks around health care, around cost of housing, around cost of daycare for your children or child care for your children, whether it's earned income tax credits or child tax credits or whatever it is, to begin to make the tax code fair, to make everybody pay their fair share. But at the same time, using the resources that we have to take care of Americans that need it the most. And I think that is what really kind of generates economic growth, taking care of people who will put their money right back in the economy and not in a tax shelter somewhere that's going to spend their money on food and eggs and milk and school and all of those things that we have to do every single day. And so we need to be investing in those families.
It seems to me that the Democratic Party is making a turn back toward Franklin Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson, toward New Deal and Great Society. Kinds of, quote, big government programs that literally built the American middle class.
That's right.
What are your thoughts on that?
That's right on the money, and that's what exactly should be happening. I mean, and not just that, but also on a diversity. I mean, we can't run from diversity. It's proven that, look at the city of Atlanta, has a larger economy than the entire state of Georgia put together.
Whoa.
And other you know, states around it because of the diversity there, right? Mm-hmm. And we have to look at diversity as an opportunity, and not just as a social justice experiment, but as an economic growth experiment for the for the country to begin to invest and bring more people into our economy so we can grow it and make it more robust and take care of people so they have an opportunity to pay taxes, so that they have the opportunity to get a decent job. They have the opportunity to take care of themselves and their family. And that's what we should be doing. And so I applaud the efforts of, you know, the Biden-Harris administration and the Harris-Waltz administration that's coming up.
Yeah, Joe Biden really, I've been so impressed by, you know, how much he's gotten done.
No, absolutely. With CHIPS Act, Infrastructure Act, AARP dollars, American Rescue Plan, pulled us out of COVID that way. People don't understand, as a city and as a mayor of a city, after COVID, we were in desperate situations. People weren't paying their rent, not paying their taxes, the other kind of parking tax, payroll tax, all the kind of things you're getting. We weren't getting anymore. We had huge holes. If it wasn't for direct dollars to these municipalities, you don't hire police officers, you don't hire firemen, you're not hiring healthcare workers.
Yeah, you know, there you go.
All of that is important.
I think I'm hearing the music.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Mayor Raz Barakat, thank you so much for dropping by.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you with us. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. They put out fake AI photos of
Taylor Swift saying that she endorsed him.
Right. And Trump retweeted that. And of course, all of that is untrue.
Don't mess with the Swifties. You'll have my daughters showing up.
I mean, it's a whole new level of Swift boating.
Trump in Las Vegas might get Swift boated. All right. Taylor Swift boated.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing, plus, and get 15% off. Go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, code Tom. That's superbearing.com, code Tom. Superbearing.com, code Tom. And welcome back. Sitting here with me is Laura Packard, the healthcare activist with Americans for Contraception, Americans for F-O-R, contraception.org is the website, AF Contraception over on Twitter or whatever they call it these days. Laura, great to have you with us.
Thanks
so much for joining us. Tell us about Americans for Contraception.
Well, we're here fighting for your right to birth control. And actually, this week we had our 20-foot inflatable IUD named Frida. She was in town, so people got a chance to get photos with her and help educate and amplify the message that your right to birth control is at risk.
Yeah, and this is something that has pretty much flown under the radar, I think, for most of the corporate media. There have been I've ranted about it on the air a couple of times. There have been a half a dozen beginning points in various states where state legislators have come out and tried to outlaw birth control. And then, of course, there's the whole national RNC talking about bringing back the Comstock Act, which arguably could outlaw birth control, or certainly many kinds of birth control. Mm-hmm. Fill that picture in for us.
Well, it's important to pay attention to what just recently happened in Washington, D.C., where Republicans in the Senate blocked the Right to Contraception Act. They filibustered it. A couple Republicans crossed over to support it, but the Republicans are the reason why the Right to Contraception Act did not pass the Senate. And in the House...
The Right to Contraception Act was what?
Protecting your right to access birth control.
It basically said the states can't outlaw birth control, right?
Right. This is protecting your access on the federal level because we've seen with this particular radical Supreme Court that rights and freedoms we may have taken for granted over the past few years or decades, they could decide one day to take them away.
So why would Republicans be opposed to the right to contraception? I don't understand this.
It
seems stupid. in addition to just like, you know, morally wrong and all that, mm-hmm. Politically stupid.
Well, it's hard to explain it when 90% of Americans support birth control. I think that there are some elected officials are spreading misinformation and trying to equate birth control with abortion. They are not the same thing.
Right.
And so I think from a religious perspective, you know, there are some people that are trying to combine the issues, but they're two separate issues. And I think there's a lot of misinformation, too.
The Catholic Church has been, you know, just insanely anti-birth control forever, famously. Mm-hmm. And still are to this day, and they finance a lot of that kind of stuff. But has that and you know, they were the original anti-abortion folks, and the Republican Party up until 1979, 1980 was totally pro-choice with regard to abortion. And then the whole Protestant, you know, when Reagan brought Jerry Falwell in and Ralph Reed in, basically they all became anti-abortion. Has the Protestant right, I guess you would call it, the hardcore right-wing Protestant groups, have they adopted that Catholic antagonism, around antipathy toward birth control?
Well, I think that you're seeing with the Southern Baptist Church holding a vote against IVF, that all of the reproductive health care issues, especially affecting women, that they're taking stands against all of them. So I think that this is not just a Catholic-specific thing going after birth control, that we're seeing it across the Republican right, unfortunately. And we've seen misinformation come from elected officials. We've seen in Virginia and in Nevada, the state legislators passed a state-specific Right to Contraception Act, and then Governor Joe Lombardo in Nevada and Governor Glenn Youngkin in Virginia vetoed it.
Both Republicans.
Yeah, they both chose, and they said things about religious freedom. They made excuses for why they didn't support a bill that basically said you have the right to birth control.
That's crazy. And you think that they're... I get the religious constituency, whether it's Catholic or evangelical Protestant. I don't get the non-religious, you know, the secular opposition to it. What rationale do they offer? Or is this just good old-fashioned misogyny? I understand if women don't have access to birth control, it's a hell of a lot harder to function in the workplace and to engage in politics. And you've got twice as many female Democrats in Congress as you do women Republicans. I mean, is that something?
Well, I think they're trying to turn back the clock. They have this idea of going back to 1950s or earlier. Idea of the American family where women stay at home and have kids, and if you're a childless cat lady, you're not allowed to take part in American life.
So this is the trad wife thing.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be their goal.
Wow. And the subtext to that, it seems to me, is we want more white babies, because this seems to be largely, something that's associated with white Republicans.
There is a strain of natalism where they are very concerned with how many babies you're having.
Oh, J.D. Vance is all over that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Laura Packard, AmericansForContraception.org is the website, F-O-R, AmericansForContraception.org. Check it out. And AF Contraception on Twitter. Laura, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be right back with a summary of the convention and your calls right after this. Stay tuned. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I worked on approximately 1,250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger.
I promise to be a president for all Americans. You can always trust me to put country above party and self.
History at the convention, Vice President Kamala Harris formally accepting the party's nomination for president, the first woman of color to do so.
Our nation with this election has a precious, fleeting opportunity to move past the bitterness, cynicism, and divisive battles of the past.
It's not the only milestone that Harris is marking tonight. This is also her and second gentleman, Doug Emhoff's 10th wedding anniversary. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense is awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Conan O'Brien as a sex worker? Who hasn't pictured that? On his Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast, the former talk show host sat down with actor Walton Goggins, who stars in the new season of White Lotus. During their conversation, Conan said that last year while in Bangkok, he ran into White Lotus creator Mike White and pitched himself as a gigolo in the show's new season. Goggins said he could see O'Brien playing a gigolo and actually being a gigolo in real life, all while keeping a straight face. Good actor. The third season of White Lotus premieres on Max in 2025. Well, it's happened. After months of denying their marriage was in trouble and moving out of their $60 million crib, it's official. Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from husband Ben Affleck 2 years to the day after their big wedding celebration in 2022. Now she's Jenny from a different block. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly to mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight. We'll be near 60 at sunrise, a light south to southeast wind. Friday morning, though, we'll start off with one or two showers or storms, then partly sunny skies. Highs reach near 80 degrees. Right now, it's 64.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by Wisconsin DOT.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison Curdfest rep Peter Nickel. Civic Media's Terry Bell gives us a recap of the DNC, and it's a bar band Friday night featuring Max Sync Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
What a great song, huh? Hey, Troy Miller is with me, my old producer, director. I don't recall all your titles you had. Writer,
researcher,
we worked together,
researcher.
You helped me do the last edition of Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight. You helped me rewrite that book.
We worked on the Hidden History series together.
Yeah, early on. Yep, absolutely. Troy, by the way, is running for the state house. It's called the House of Delegates in West Virginia. You are an at-large delegate for West Virginia here to the Democratic convention, party, whatever you call it.
And I'm also our standing platform committee member for the next 4 years. So I was the West Virginian who had helped bring together the Democratic platform as it exists right now.
That's great. That's great. It's been a couple of years since we were in the same town together. It's great to have you here with me on this side of the camera instead of the other side where you always used to be.
Yep.
Troy, by the way, his website is troyforwv.com, TROYFORWV.com, and his Twitter handle is Troy N, like Nicholas, Troy N. Miller. There you go. So that's all that stuff. Your thoughts on, well, first of all, tell me about West Virginia politics. What's going on in West Virginia?
Well, I'll start off by saying there is the traditional myth that we are a very conservative state. It's a red state. We're the Trumpiest state in the country, all of this. And to that, I will just simply say, look at how much money the Americans for Prosperity, for instance, the Republicans have to pour into our state in order to keep it that way. They don't believe that it's as conservative as they say they are, as they say we are. If they did, they wouldn't spend the money they are putting into it. And now we need national Democrats all around to help us get some money here. Part of our problem is that our erstwhile Democratic U.S. Senator from the state, Senator Joe Manchin, he led the party, and in a way that left the party hollowed out, if I'm going to be completely frank.
Yeah.
We have a lot of first-time candidates, which is both really exciting, but also very daunting. We have there's a lot of great stuff going on within the West Virginia Democratic Party right now, and part of it is we have, last time I talked with you just a few weeks ago here, we talked about the West Virginia Democratic platform and the centrality of a 21st century economic bill of rights to all of that, which is for, you know all of this, but the audience, that is based on FDR's second bill of rights that he introduced in his State of the Union speech in 1944. Which was itself based on the four freedoms that he had enumerated before that, which we have basically heard a lot about all through this convention.
He introduced the four freedoms, he said, his economic bill of rights, he said, a necessitous man is not a free man, you know, quoting the old English judge, that you're not free if you're hungry, you're not free if you're homeless, you're not free if you don't have health care.
Exactly.
Pardon the interruption, but, you know, yeah, it's ties right into this whole freedom frame that has become the core, the foundation of the Harris campaign.
And it is, I'm a little exhausted. I'm very excited after the last few days here. And the part of my excitement is that
We are talking about freedom. I wrote an essay back in last November that was just simply called, "In West Virginia, Democrats are fighting for real freedoms." And it was up, put it up at the Daily Kos, put it up in my Substack, tried to get it out to as many outlets as possible. And it is very, you know, I was never going to vote for anyone but a Democrat in this election cycle anyway, but hearing the National Democratic Party talking in these terms in no uncertain way and talking about how in no uncertain terms, when we have economic royalists, when we have oligarchs be able to buy our elections, for instance, when they're stealing our wages, again, they are stealing our freedoms when push comes to shove. A very concrete example I will give is our current governor, Jim Justice, and a U.S. Senate candidate. He's a Republican. He was a Democrat. He was a Republican before that. He was a billionaire, but I would call him both morally and financially bankrupt. In the last couple of days, there was a report that came out that said that the employees of the Greenbrier Hotel are likely to lose their health care in the next week or two because, first of all, he has run that hotel into the ground, which is...
His family owns it?
Yes. And the Greenbrier, for those who don't know, is also, it's probably most famous as the hotel where in the event of a nuclear war throughout the Cold War, the entire U.S. government was going to be placed over there.
Oh, really?
Is
there like an underground bunker?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Which
had to help him and his family out a little bit with some government money.
Well, he wasn't the owner then.
That's interesting.
But he has basically stolen the employees' wages for their health care and not put it towards their health care.
Right.
And still has managed to bankrupt that hotel. It is likely to go up to auction within the next month.
Is he just sticking the money in his pocket?
Who knows? I mean, one would assume that's how one becomes an allegedly a billionaire.
Yeah.
And the same thing with our former president and current convicted ex-president Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Right? There's really nothing there except for a lot of debt and bluster.
Yeah. Yeah. Stealing from the employees. So
which steals their freedoms, you know?
To bring it back
around to where I started that story.
There you go. Yeah. So I'm curious, just kind of anecdotally or peripherally or whatever, what do you think is going to happen to your current senator? You know, it's Mr. Manchin.
That's a good question. And I don't think, I mean, based on how he's been behaving in the last few months, it's hard to know. I mean, he thought about running for president when there is that brief moment of before that he did a whole exploratory run. He has a PAC now. He's an independent, so I don't really care if I'm going to be completely honest.
He's not running for governor.
He is not running for governor.
He was the governor at one point.
He was the governor, yes. And when Senator Robert Byrd passed, he then became our U.S. senator. There was an appointment to, I believe the man's name was Cart Goodwin,
He
was a placeholder, yes. Yeah. And what I will say about and Senator Manchin, I'm unlike a lot of people. I do not want to belittle him, bash him. I don't want to be harsh on him. I don't agree with most of his stances and everything like this, but I do think he has tried to do what he thinks is best. And I will say the Inflation Reduction Act is like the...
He voted for it.
He introduced it. He drafted it. When he shot down Build Back Better because it was going to drive up inflation and all of this, we were very active. And at the time, I was with our good friends at Social Security Works. We were very active pushing him to say, if you're really concerned about inflation, you have to take on the type of inflation and greed that is killing West Virginians, 90% of whom are either on a prescription drug or live in a household with somebody on a prescription drug. And when you look at prescription drug prices and the inflation that goes on year after year after year, it doesn't matter whether we have low inflation rate or a high inflation rate over across the economy. Pharmaceutical drug prices always outpace that. So now we have Medicare able to negotiate the drug prices for 10 specific drugs. That's not enough, but it opens the door
It's five more every year, isn't it? Going forward,
I think so. Like, and once the reality is, if we can negotiate drug prices for a single drug, we can negotiate drug prices for every single drug. Yeah. And that's the door is open, and we are caught up with the rest of the world. And fewer West Virginians are going to go bankrupt. Fewer West Virginians are going to die because of the Inflation Reduction Act. So, again, I don't really care what Joe Manchin does after his term expires. I appreciate that he introduced that bill. I think Build Back Better would have been a better bill, and he should have supported that. But more than that, he is no longer a West Virginia Democrat, and we are here, and I'm proud to be here as a West Virginia Democrat, to tell our own story for the first time that in decades that we've been able to, because it's either the Republicans who for the last 14 years have had more and more control of the state after 80 years of almost complete Democratic rule in the state. And we do have to be fully honest. That was 80 years where the Democrats in the state did not fully deliver for the people. Yeah. Right. But I also don't think it's any coincidence that in 2010, Citizens United came down. And
there were a lot of Dixiecrats kind of in there, too.
Yes.
You know? I mean, there was, you know. Robert Byrd turned out to be a good guy, but he didn't start out that way.
You know? No, he was a member.
He was a member of the Klan.
but he also was one of the few senators who opposed the invasion of Iraq on a constitutional basis.
Yeah.
And he did come around. And, you know, I'm not going to be an apologist for anybody who was a member of the Klan, but I think he was very clear by the end of his life that he regretted that affiliation, repeatedly and profusely.
Troy N. Miller over on Twitter. Troy Miller running for the West Virginia House of Delegates, District 98. Check it out, troyforwv.com. Troy, it's always great to see you.
Thank you so much, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. My pleasure. It's an honor, in fact. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
We'll be back with, I'll be picking up your calls and also some thoughts on the convention. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with you. Thank you, Troy.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. How we think about money can affect how we feel about ourselves, which is why I think it's worth reminding all of us that your net worth is not your self's worth. Your net worth, however much money you do or don't have, is not your self-worth. Money is not something to be worshipped, regardless of what the internet or social media tells us. And money is not something to be ignored. I mean, I've been there. I've not paid attention to my money. And let me tell you, that doesn't help either. Money is a tool. You can learn how to use it, how to make it work for you, how to take care of it, and how not to let it control your head or your heart through obsession or worry. We can all be good at managing our money. If I can do it, anyone can do it. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Here with you, broadcasting live from the DNC, and sitting here with me is Luke Bronin. Am I saying it right, Luke? Yeah, the former mayor of Hartford, Connecticut, Navy vet from Afghanistan, and an Obama administration alumni. You want or alum? You want to tell us about that?
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, Tom. It's great to be with you.
My pleasure.
I just finished up 8 years as mayor of Hartford. As you said before that, a few things. I was in the Obama administration for the first 4 years at the Treasury Department. So in the wake of the financial crisis.
Oh, wow. That was a lot on. Hell of a time there.
It was a hell of a time and a hell of a team during the work. Worked a lot on what became the Dodd-Frank Act, Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, and then shifted over to the international side and was focused on counter-terrorist financing, and at the time, a lot of it was trying to turn up the heat on Iran to get them to the negotiating table to do the nuclear deal that Donald Trump then ripped up.
Yeah.
And in the middle of that, had a deployment.
Wow. Wow. And where are you going from here?
We'll see. Right now, for the next 70-something days.
You're not running for office right now?
Not at this moment, but for the next 70-something days, I think we're all focused on making sure that Vice President Harris becomes President Harris.
I'm curious your thoughts on how she has essentially rebranded the Democratic Party away from democracy. I mean, we've seen this series of brandings, as it were. In 2004, the main brand was strength, right? John Kerry, strength, in 2008, it was hope and change, of course, Barack Obama. 2016, it was united together, working together. These are all kind of abstractions. Freedom is something that I think just resonates with people in their guts. I mean, it's part of the DNA of America. It seems to me like a brilliant move, even though I wholly respect Joe Biden wanting democracy to be the word. I'm just curious your thoughts on this.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say shifting away from democracy. There's no question that protecting our democracy is still very much one of the stakes in this election.
Sure.
And Donald Trump represents a genuine threat to our democracy. But I love that we are putting freedom front and center in this campaign. You know, the freedom to make choices about your reproductive health and about how and when you want to start a family, freedom to love who you want. In so many ways, I think that this highlights the way that the Republican Party has gone so far afield from their founding principles,
yeah.
And the Democratic Party is speaking to those issues that people care about. Again, the right to make their own choices, but then the ability also to have, to think about it in the way that that Franklin Roosevelt talked about freedom, right? I mean, freedom also from a world in which you can't find affordable child care, you can't find housing that you can afford. I think the Democratic Party is focused on making sure that it's possible to get ahead in this country and protect basic rights and freedoms at the same time.
Yeah, FDR said a necessitous man is not a free man.
That's right.
If you're homeless, you're not free. If you're hungry, you're not free. If you don't have a job, you're not free. If you don't have health care now,
it's
a modern imperative. You're not free. I think it's just absolutely brilliant. Thoughts on the convention? What have been the high points for you?
Well, I think the highest point for me is just to feel the electricity in that room every single night.
Yeah.
We've had an unbelievable lineup of speakers, and that's also a powerful contrast to the Republican convention. If the highlights on the Republican side was Hulk Hogan ripping off his shirt.
Isn't that pathetic?
It is pathetic, and here you have such an extraordinary bench of talented public servants that are focused on the same mission, and it's really a beautiful thing to see. You see the next generation of Democratic leaders coming up and carrying this message so powerfully.
Yeah.
But I mean, in terms of highlights, I don't know that you can get much higher than Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. But I will say, Governor Walz last night was just extraordinary.
He could have been running for president. Forgive my interruption.
No. I think it's so funny that he's been there this whole time, and I didn't recognize him as one of the most powerful communicators in the Democratic Party. He is extraordinary in his ability to talk about policy issues and bring it back home for everybody. And this idea of him as the dad in plaid, it's true. You see the way his family responded when he talked about them. It was a beautiful thing. And as a fellow veteran, I have so much respect for the life of service that he has led, and in so many ways, as a teacher, as a coach, as a 24-year member of the National Guard.
Right.
That is someone who is all about other people.
Yeah.
And the contrast with Donald Trump, who is all about nobody but himself, couldn't be more clear.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're talking with Luke Bronin, the former mayor of Hartford, Connecticut, Navy vet, Afghanistan, Obama administration alum. In fact, one of the radio stations that we're on right now is KTNF in Minneapolis. And so when we were, weeks ago, it seems like years ago, weeks ago when it was like, there's going to have to be a new vice presidential candidate, a number of people from Minneapolis called up and said, hey, what about Tim Walz? And I was like, I don't even know who he is. I wasn't even sure who the governor of Minneapolis or of Minnesota was. And by, within a week, my callers had convinced me that this was the guy. Just hearing his record, he's really accomplished with a one-vote majority
in
the House there in Minnesota.
That's right. And I think that also speaks about who he is, right? He's not out there looking for the limelight. He was just there doing the work and doing the work of making it possible for kids to go to school on a full stomach rather than empty one, and making it possible for families, to get some leave if somebody in the family is sick. I mean, again, those issues that really matter to every American, no matter what party you belong to or no party. I am so excited about this ticket, and I think what you can feel out there is that every Democrat in that hall is excited about this ticket, and we're going to celebrate, the nomination tonight, but I think everybody here is ready to go out there and recruit 10, 20, 30 friends to go do the work for the next 70-something days.
And that's what we've got to do. I mean, as you well know, that's the work. So former mayor of Hartford, Connecticut, Luke Bronin, thanks so much for dropping by.
Appreciate
talking
with
you. Thank you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. The reports here from the Democratic National Convention on the other side of this news break here at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we say goodbye to Chicago, reviewing a busy convention week for Democrats and looking ahead to the 74 days left to campaign.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle her the scent of her
privates. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.